Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So we're talking about the power of the blessing causing the rain, causing the land to yield its increase, causing the trees of the field to yield their fruit. And then get this in verse 5 now. Your threshing shall reach to the vintage, and the vintage shall reach to the sowing time. And you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. This is actually a definition of prospering. If you look up the words in the Hebrew and the Greek, to prosper means to reach. Why would you say that? Well, if you have a prosperous journey, that means you successfully, safely reached your destination. Well, the blessing of the Lord causes your money to reach. Amen. Your provision to reach. If you have more week than you do paycheck, that's not blessing. You run out of money before you run out of month. Then your money didn't reach. Can you see this, guys? And in Corinthians, where he talks about always having all sufficiency in all things and abounding to every good work, the blessing results not just in sufficiency, but in excess, abundance. And we should not settle for coming up short. If we're coming up short over and over again, something's not right. One of the greatest things we can get out of this series is to understand that a blessing is a blessing, is always a blessing, and never a curse, never has been, never will be a curse, right? And how about a curse? It's a curse. It's always been a curse. It always will be a curse. And there is no such thing, no matter how many preachers or confused Christians say it, there is no such thing as a curse, which is a blessing in disguise. No such thing. No such thing. And yet there is massive confusion about this subject. Cancer is a curse. Ain't no way God blessed you with some cancer. What do you mean, Brother? If you've had some, what do? You fight it with everything in you. You don't treat it like it's a gift from God. Come on, are y'all with me? You fight it in the natural. You fight it in the spirit. You treat it like a snake in your house. Is that right? We're getting it out. You don't even entertain the idea. It might be God's will and plan for me to be sick with this. It's a curse. Have we read enough in the scriptures to see that all those diseases were mentioned in the curse of the law? And even went on to say anyone that wasn't specifically named there was part of the curse of the law. And tell me the good news. According to Galatians 3:13, can you see why I used the word gospel right there? Yes. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Ain't no way AIDS is a blessing. No way heart failure is a blessing. Right? No way deterioration of the brain is a blessing. No way. Not in any form, fashion, or degree. And not having enough money to pay your bills. Amen. Is not a blessing. Disease is evil. Yes. It's a killer. It destroys bodies that God made in His likeness and image. And it'll twist them and distort them and destroy them until they don't even resemble God anymore, His image. Poverty is a killer. There are people who died today on the planet because they didn't have enough food to sustain their body. That's poverty. It's evil. It's a killer. It's a destroyer. Well, not being able to pay your electric bill, it didn't kill you, but it's just a small taste of the same thing. It's lack. It's a curse. It's not a blessing. In Isaiah, he warned us, don't call evil good and good evil. Don't do that. No. It's good to know what to receive and what to resist. Right? Change your life. No, you don't get in condemnation because some of it showed up in your life. The enemy is an outlaw. We've already talked about that, right? He'll do anything he can, but he should not expect you to take it laying down. No. Or to just give up and quit and accept it and believe the lie that it came from God. Jesus said, the thief comes not except he comes to steal and to kill and destroy. He said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Do we believe what Jesus said? Yes. He said, I didn't come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. In Peter, it says that God's not willing that any should perish. Are there people perishing? Oh, yeah. But it's not God's will. It's not His will. If you believe the Bible. People believe all kinds of stuff other than the Bible. Aren't you glad for the Bible? Because what will the truth do for you? It'll make you free. Whew. Good to be free. Now say it out loud. Reach. The blessing is power that manifests that causes resources to come to reach. Amen. So you have plenty, enough, and more. Amen. That's results of the blessing. And if we're not experiencing that, then it's not God's fault. He hasn't changed. His will hadn't changed from blessing to curse. So we need to check up on ourselves. Yes. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Are we doing what He told us to do? Mm-hmm. Are we where we're supposed to be? Mm-hmm. Doing what we're supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing with our resources? Yeah. Are we believing what He said, right? Because when we are doing what He said to do, He is well able and He is faithful to cause more than enough to come into our lives so that we reach. We don't run out. We reach and have left over. Y'all believe that or not? He said, let's read it again. Verse 5, your threshing will what? Reach. To the vintage. That's harvest will reach to your store. Your store will reach to the sowing time. And you'll eat your bread to the full. So we're not rationing it. And you'll dwell in your land safely. Skip down to verse 9. I'll have respect to you and make you fruitful and multiply you. Does that sound familiar? What did He just say? Blessing. Right? Which is also gospel. Of course it's good news, right? Curse is bad news. Blessing's good news. And establish my covenant with you and, verse 10, come on, get this, and you shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. Well, you sure didn't run out. What does that mean? Well, you're getting in your crop. God gave you a bumper crop. You had record yields. And you realize, yeah, but I still got half that harvest from last year. I got I got to get that out. Have room, put the new. Now, how about tithing we just read about in Malachi 3? I'll open the windows of heaven. Part of that includes rain and blessing. Actually, rain is a type of blessing. It's a picture of blessing. And he said, I'll pour out a blessing on you. You didn't have room to receive it. This is God's will all the time. His will is never just enough. His will is always more than enough. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. What did the 23rd Psalm say? My cup, about half full. My cup runs over. Runs over. Now, this is chapter 26. In the beginning of our study, we read from chapter 25. And I want you to back up there. Thank you, Lord. 25, verse 2. 25:2, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath. You're going to keep seeing this. What's that have to do with it? Glad you asked. We're going to talk about it. Keep a Sabbath unto the Lord 6 days, 6 years, you'll sow your field, and 6 years you prune your vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year, it'll be a Sabbath of rest to the land. A Sabbath for the Lord, you shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. That which grows of its own accord of your harvest, you shall not reap. Neither gather the grapes of your vine undressed. It's the year of rest. Everybody say year. 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 Of rest unto the land. Year. God's orders were to take one day off in seven. The seventh day you were to do no work. None. Not a little. None. And you are to rest. And every 7 years, you're to let the land rest, and you rest, and your oxen and your donkey for the year.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me